Got your Bible, Luke 22 and 31. Again, our prayers are for all those that are sick, traveling, working. Amen. We're going to have a wonderful weekend. We're going to celebrate the wonderful fact that Jesus is not in the grave, but he come out. Amen. On the third day. Beautiful Sunday morning. So I want the young choir to be the opening song that day. And so we're going to figure out a time they could practice maybe before that Friday night, this Friday night youth service, or maybe after, or maybe Saturday or something. We'll figure it out and text everybody. But I'd love for our youngins who have perfected praise to be the opening song on Celebration Sunday. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Amen. This truly is Double Portion Wednesday because the Lord gave me a message Monday night while I was praying, and I talked for a little while about it at the end of the prayer service. So you're about to hear part of it twice. And others, if you weren't here, you missed an awesome prayer service, and you're about to hear the Word of God. Amen. I prayed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and without a doubt, if I've ever felt like God wanted me to preach something, I know it is right now. Luke 22 and 31, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold," hang on, I want you to listen. Simon, let me have your attention for a minute. "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." He said, this is Jesus speaking, "But I have prayed for thee." Everybody say, "I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted," amen, "when this change comes, I want you to strengthen everybody around you." Yeah. Hallelujah. "Strengthen thy brethren." Amen. I want to preach from this title, "But I have prayed for thee." Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Set your Bibles down. Lift your voice to the Lord. I need some prayer warriors to help me pray. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I want you to touch God right now. Come on, don't stop where you always stop. Can you pour your heart out a little more? Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, in that name that is above every name. Hallelujah. If it's appropriate, can you get a hold of somebody next to you? Hallelujah. Let's pray for one another. Come on, I've prayed for thee. Shadabasatalaba. Come on, somebody's going to get a revelation of prayer. Da-da-da-da-da-bosa. Yeah, asada. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That sounds good. That sounds good. Somebody's talking to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Somebody shout, "The devil's a liar." Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. It's good to have the Wagners here again. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for being here. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach, amen, I love to take titles from actual scripture. And it seems like I do that a lot, but there's power in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I like to quote scriptures and say scriptures and read aloud. And if I don't have anything else to do, I'll turn on my iPad and let somebody read the Bible to me. Amen. I believe that the Word of God never comes back void. I don't believe it falls to the ground. Amen. I believe it's powerful. Hallelujah. I believe it reaches down into the bone itself and the marrow and divides. And amen, it gets to where we're living. Hallelujah. I love the word of God. Amen. I guess this came to me Monday night in such a powerful way, but the Lord began to deal with me from these scriptures, amen, that Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Amen. One of the greatest revelations of your life needs to be that as much as God loves you, and as much as God wants you saved, and as much as God wants to bless you, there's an enemy that wants to destroy you. And there's a devil that wants you to spend eternity in a lake of fire with him. He wants to take every good thing away from you. Amen. And I believe that it's going to have to be people get aware of what's going on if you're going to make it all the way to the end. And I grew up in a small town, and most of the time our door locks didn't work, and we probably couldn't afford a new door lock anyway. And so a lot of times my mom would just take a chair and lean it up against the door, and that was our security. I don't know what kind of security it was, but anyway, it's just how we lived our lives. And maybe if somebody came in, we'd heard the chair move and we'd have jumped up and whooped them. I don't know. It was five Motes boys in one house plus a dad. It would have not been good. But anyway, it was a small town. And when I grew up, it was around 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000. It's a large town now. But anyway, I never spent much time in a big city. And so years ago, my wife and I went on a trip with the church in North Little Rock. We went to Israel and seen a bunch of beautiful sights, and we almost got to go again up until the war. But anyway, we seen a lot of stuff, a lot of interesting stuff. And so on the way back, we had a one-day layover in Paris. Some people dream of going to Paris. I was dreaming of getting home. Amen. But anyway, when you're in Paris, you have to go see the Eiffel Tower, is what they say. So anyway, we drove or taxied or something. I don't know how we did it. Over to the Eiffel Tower. And so we come to this iconic place in this big city, and put that picture up there. And I see something like this that says, "Attention," or "Beware of pickpockets." And so when we get on the elevator, there's a number on the wall that tells you how many thousands of people have had their pockets picked going up the elevator on the Eiffel Tower. And there's something about a crowded elevator and a warning sign in front of you that says, "Watch your pockets. There's people around you that'll steal from you." All of a sudden, you begin to look at people next to you. They're looking at you. We're looking behind us, and you take your wallet out of your back pocket and kind of slide it in your front pocket. There's something about being aware of what's going on around you that'll help you keep you from being a victim in this world. Man, they didn't have to put a sign up there. We could have just went up and down, and the little bit of money I had probably would have been gone. But somebody made me aware that there was a bunch of convicts that were sitting there, and they had one goal in mind, was to slip their hand over into my fanny pack, get my passport and my last $2 probably. Amen. But the whole trip up and down, I don't even think I enjoyed being at the Eiffel Tower, because all I thought about was somebody's wanting to get my money. I got one purpose here tonight, and maybe two, maybe three. One thing I want to do is I want to make you aware that everything that's precious to you, there's a devil that wants to take it away. Let me tell you, people that are aware, that they act different than anybody else. They get more careful than anybody else. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost gonna back me up. People that are aware of what the enemy wants to do, they're careful about what comes in their house. Now, if you don't know who he is, you'll let anything in your house. But if you know he wants to take everything from you, hallelujah. I want to talk everybody into taking everything that's precious to you and putting it in a valuable place and a hidden place and where the devil can't get to it. And praise God. I'm going to talk about protecting your kids and tell you they're facing things we never even heard of. We think we're so smart. I'm 50 years old. I think I know everything, maybe. There are social media things that I don't even know exist. And they know it, and they're talking to each other on it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're aware of what's going on around you, you're a whole lot less likely to become a victim. And you're walking down the streets of Brazil, Brother Alvar says, don't pull your phone out of your pocket right now. Keep your phone in your pocket. Why can't I take pictures of this beautiful whatever? Just trust me. Just keep your wallet in your pocket. Keep your phone in your pocket. Amen. We're walking down the road and I'm looking at all the scenery like a naive clown. And he's looking up and down the road like, he tells every American when you go down there, hey, I'll tell you when you can take pictures. And other than that, put it up. So, this is one guy, y'all may have heard of him, named Brother Taylor Fish. He rolled his window down. He was taking pictures of something. And the motorcycle comes by, zoom, this far from the vehicle. Hey, you can buy a new cell phone. You can't buy a new child. You can't buy a new soul. Can't buy a new marriage. You can't buy heaven. We get one chance at this. Hey man, I want to be careful. I want to be aware of everything that's going on around me. Man, Jesus would say it like this. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Man, we're taught. Service in, service out. You read your Bible all week long and you're reading. You got to submit. You got to be like a sheep. You got to listen to what God says. You got to do this and we're taught we got to be sheep. But then at the same time, he says, I'm sending you out like sheep into a bunch of wolves. We're living in a world of wolves. Amen. And so he said, so be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Jesus saying, I don't want you going around hurting people, but I want you to have enough sense about you to know that there's things around you that would like to split your marriage apart.
tear your family up. Rip your heart out. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He was saying there's an enemy out there that wants to sift you as wheat. Hallelujah. Everybody say we got to be aware. The same person he would say this to would, Simon Peter would later write in his own epistle, he would write, be sober. That means unintoxicated. That means with your clear mind. Hey, you need to be careful even taking little things that anybody prescribes to you that'll cause your mind to get in a place where you can't make good judgments anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things can happen. Amen. If you think everything that's prescribed to you is for your own good, amen, let me just tell you the truth. Amen. Just follow the money. Amen. There are people that need things and I need things. I take medicine. I take two different ones. But I take about 50 different herbs, I think. Amen. I'm trying to go down to zero medicine. But I want to tell you, everything that people try to give you, you better weigh it out with prayer. Hallelujah. Man, my Bible says strong drink is not for royalty. Somebody said, well, the Bible don't say you can't drink. I'm about to preach about it. My Bible does. I don't know which one you got. My Bible said if you go to drink it, listen. When you got the Holy Ghost, you became royalty. My Bible said strong drink is not for princes. It's not for God's children. But it goes on to tell you why. Because you ain't going to be able to make good judgments. If you get too... He said, leave the strong drink for those out there who don't have any hope. You let them get drunk on Jim. You let us get drunk on the Holy Ghost. There ain't no high like the Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, be sober, clear-minded. Be vigilant. That means you're watching. He said, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's saying he's like a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Simon Peter, the one that Jesus told him, hey, listen to me. The devil wants to sift you as wheat. Later on, he would start writing, hey, church, the devil wants you too. You better get your thinking cap on. Get your glasses on. Come on, don't sit in the dark thinking things are just going to go away. There's a lot of things don't just go away. You got to pray them away. You got to preach them away. You got to push them away. Hallelujah. So he's saying be aware. Everybody say be aware. You got to be aware or you're going to end up being a victim. He's saying that. The enemy will sneak in to different houses in different ways. Different lives in different ways. Amen. And your temptation would never be a temptation to me. Hallelujah. Amen. But my temptation may not have ever tempted you either. So he's not going to come to me with your temptation. The Bible said, be sober. We got to be watching. When that child starts acting a little different, they've been at somebody's house. Don't just act like they got a, well, they're just tired. Yeah. You can believe that if you want to. I'm going to tell you how my mom and dad raised me. If I went somewhere and I came home with an attitude, my mama said, don't you ask me to go there again. Hallelujah. So I thought I'd be smart. So I tried to get their mom and dad to ask my mom and dad. My mom would say, I done told my boy he ain't going to your house. I don't care who asked me. He came home with an attitude. I'm about to beat it out of him. This may not be popular, but I want to see you all in heaven someday. I want your children there with us. I want your grandchildren there with us. Hallelujah. Man, we've got to be aware of what the enemy's trying to do. Social media, it may not bother me, but there's some people that can't get on it without looking at the wrong stuff. There's some people can't get on it without getting an attitude and saying things they shouldn't say. Let me tell you, if it affects you, if it messes up your mind, if it makes you hate somebody, if it makes you start worshiping somebody you shouldn't be worshiping, you need to get off of that. We're at a point you can't preach about everything. You got to preach the heart now. Used to, we preach, you better not have a television. It's going to destroy you. And they were right. And I still preach that. But I can't just preach against Instagram, because they long gone by now. What's the new one called? TikTok? No, that one's already. That's old. What's this new one the kids are talking on? Be Real. Y'all heard of that? Never heard of it. They've all got it on their phone, and that's how they talk to each other. So we can sit here and preach against MySpace. Or we can preach, you better be sober. You better be vigilant. The devil's like a roaring lion. He wants to destroy you. You better pray every day. You better be careful. Sharamo. Sharamasa. Seen people. I've seen people that don't need game systems in their house. Praise God, getting kind of quiet now. I'm not here to preach against Atari. Not here to preach against Pac-Man. Chomp, 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 chomp. I'm here to preach about what you allow to go into your mind. I'm here to preach about what you allow to control your mind. I'm here to preach about what you waste hours upon. I've seen some people that could play a little while and get up and go and whatever. I'm not. But then I've seen some people that I could tell when they got up from playing because they were mad. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Be sober. Be vigilant. Hallelujah. Redeem the time. When you get 50, you know what it means. To redeem the time. Don't waste your life away doing dumb things. Don't waste your life being mad at everybody. Don't waste your time hating people. You'll turn around and you'll be old and bitter. That's what my pastor used to say, just squeeze every drop of life out of life. Every good thing you can get out of it. Get out of it. Spend time with your family. Spend time in the Word of God. Spend time in prayer. Do the good things. Don't live with regrets. Hallelujah. Nah. I'm under a burden tonight. I'm going to preach. I tell you, there's books that people don't need to be reading. Hallelujah. Books that get your mind going the wrong way. Be careful. There's a lot of fiction that ain't going to help you. It ain't Charlotte's Web anymore. It's filth. Hell, if you're going to read, read something real. Read something true. Read the Bible. Read something that'll help you. Read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Read something that'll make you better. Read something that'll make you a better wife or a better husband or a better steward of your money. Don't read Star Trek. Read good stuff. Don't read dumb stuff. Your life is so short. Not long ago, maybe it was a long time ago, I don't remember. There was a boy walking through the churchyard at Amity. And they couldn't figure out what he was doing. He was looking for a Pokemon. Whatever that is. I'm thinking, open this door right here. And go down to that altar. And his name is Jesus. Start calling his name. Find something good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen to our guests. It's usually better than this. I'm just plowing. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I was went through a class to be a substance abuse counselor. They taught us in this class what happens when you begin to take drugs. And usually, typically, you don't start on the hard stuff. You start out on what they call a gateway drug. Usually it's a bottle of liquor of some kind or a marijuana or something they could get their hands on easily. And people began to use it, and then their body becomes almost like resistant to it, just like an antibiotic. And then you have to have more and more of it to feel that same feeling. And so people will get on stuff that's harder and harder and harder. And when you get on the hard stuff, you've got this gland in your brain
that releases a hormone called dopamine. And dopamine says, I'm sitting at the table with my wife and my children. I'm eating and I'm happy. And it goes drip, drip. I'm happy. You feel happy. I've got $7 left. The bills are paid. Drip, drip. I'm happy. Everything that should make you happy in life, this hormone, drip, drip, I'm happy. Everything's good. Everything's going on. But when you get on hard drugs, I hope you're going to bear with me. I'm just talking about how the devil gets in people's lives. Hey, man, when you get on hard drugs, it burns out that receptor that tells that gland to release the drip, drip. And you can be sitting there with money on the table, eating the filet mignon, and your family all around you, in a beautiful home, in a beautiful car, and there's no drip, drip, I'm not happy. And nothing but that drug then can release that receptor to tell you you're happy. So what has to happen to somebody is, first of all, they got to be delivered. But then they got to be healed. You know what I say? It's rampant. It's rampant in our communities. It's rampant in the families, in the world. Whether they got money or no money, they're all trying to get the drip, drip. You know what it is? It's almost like a death sentence. Percent of the people who's ever tried crystal meth can ever get off of it and the drips start working again. The other 98 go right back every time. Everything that ought to make them happy will not make them happy. Boy, I got a burden in my spirit tonight. You know, I tell these young people, don't ever try anything in this world. Don't you ever put it in your mouth. Don't you shoot it up. Don't you ever mess with it. If you ever see it, you better run. Come on. Come on, there ought to be another generation. Says, yeah, it ain't worth it, my friend. Hallelujah. That's just another way that the enemy slips in and begins to sift people as wheat. Amen, but there's other ways. I'm glad they didn't sing very long. It was real good, but I'm glad it didn't go long. Because the devil's got a lot of ways he can get in. He don't have to get you on a bar stool. Snorting something to ruin your life. He can get you bitter at somebody. Tell you what my Bible says. A man that is offended, it'd be easier to win a whole city than to win a one man that was offended. You know what the enemy's looking for? He looks for a soft target. And you may be the one that when somebody hurts you, it's just hard for you to get over it. Amen. Offenses are going to come, church. I don't want to paint a rosy picture and tell you if you pray every day, nobody's ever going to offend you. They going to. Or they're going to do what it takes to offend you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, it's a curse from the devil that holding on to what's hurt me. Be sober, my friend. Please be vigilant. Understand what's going on in your life.
when a little root of bitterness begins to spring up.
And it gets bigger and bigger till it begins to choke people to death. And they don't even know why they're choking. They forgot about probably what happened. They just know this is who I am. Oh God, we got to be Simon, I'm here to remind you. You better be looking around at your life every day. You better be weighing it out. Is there something that's pulling me down? Simon, I'm here to remind you that if the devil has his way, put up that picture of that wheat. Hallelujah. If the devil has his way, you're not going to look like that all intact. You're going to get put through a grinder and you won't even be recognizable as wheat if the devil gets a hold of you. Hallelujah. I want some awareness to arise in the people of God. Hey, if you got children that are dependent upon you, you need double awareness. You got a husband and wife, you need a double portion of awareness. Hey, there's something after us. Hallelujah. But honestly, all the works of the flesh can usher in the enemy into your life. The envy, the strife, the backbiting, every work of the flesh ushers in the enemy into your life. It's like giving the enemy a seat at your table. I don't want him to have a seat in my house. Hallelujah. What does it take? It's going to take somebody aware of what's going on. Amen. Can't be naive. The Bible said don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Amen. You need to know how he works. You need to know how he splits families up. You need to know how he gets you upset. I know everybody's scared, amen, but I'm going to amen myself. Amen. You better learn. You better get your radar on. Start detecting what it is that gets close to you, that begins to move you from that place of prayer, that place of submission. What is it that, what did I listen to? What did I see? What did I say? What did I do? Oh, I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope you know I'm the watchman on the wall. I love scriptures that say things like this. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. You need to know what's after you, but you also need to know what's in you. Hallelujah. You need to know that the law of the Spirit can make you free from the law of sin and death. You need to know when you get the Holy Ghost, you've got the power to say no. Don't tell me you don't. Let the word of God be true and every man a liar. Amen. He who the Son has set free is free indeed.
for helping us. Everybody say, be aware. Man, don't wait until everything is destroyed before you say, I should have. I should have went to prayer. I should have told the kids to stop whatever. I should have went to church. I should have worshiped when I got there. I should have prayed when I got there. Hallelujah. Let's reverse the normal trajectory of where you have to lose everything before you submit to God. How about changing the way we do business? And we say, before I lose everything, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. If I need to forgive, I'm going to forgive. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus says to Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Amen. But then he says this beautiful title. I'll tell you what the enemy wants to do to you. But the man, Jesus, began to pray for the man, Simon. He said, I have prayed for thee. Everybody say, but I have prayed for thee. Say it again. This phrase begins with the conjunction. This conjunction introduces a clause that's contrasting with what has already been mentioned. Here's an example. He stumbled, but he did not fall. I feel so much Jesus all around me right now. This conjunction wipes away everything that was said previously because it supersedes what come before it. Simon, the devil wants to destroy you. But he can't do it because I've already prayed for you. Come on. We're about to preach. We're about to get a hold of something. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The first part is very true. I've spent 30 minutes preaching how true it is that the devil wants to destroy everybody. But I'm also going to preach a little while that if you'll start praying, you'll wreck the devil's plans. When a church starts praying, you turn upside down everything the devil wants to do. Come on, for just a minute, why don't you lift your voice up in prayer? Itaramashataya, Shataramasa. Shataramosa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I come to preach for just a few minutes about the power of prayer. I can't get this out of my spirit. The reason this boy is here tonight is that somebody prayed for me. I wasn't praying for myself. I wasn't wanting to change. But somebody said, even though the devil wants to sift him as wheat, if I go to prayer meeting, I believe God will get him. I believe God will yank him out. I believe God will do something. Hallelujah. I'm looking at a group of people who many were in the miry clay. You didn't even know how to pray. The devil had you so locked up, you wouldn't have known how to touch God. But some other man, some other woman, there was a little mama somewhere that said, I ain't gonna quit praying until he walks through them doors. Put your hands to the Lord together. Come on. Come on, Wade Wallace. It wasn't you. It wasn't you praying for yourself. Sharamosa. The Carl Main, it wasn't you praying for yourself. Started praying because a mama was praying. If you ever understood the power of prayer, nobody would have to ask you to pray again. They wouldn't be saying, hey, can anybody come Monday night? I got a feeling the majority of heaven will be full of people that did not initiate prayer for themselves. It'll be because they had a pastor, they had a mama, they had a daddy, a wife, a husband, that wouldn't take no. I'm so thankful for the wife and mother that I had that did not say, I'm too tired to pray today. But they sensed an urgency. If God don't get a hold of him, he's going to be in a million pieces. Come on, I'm under the power of the Holy Ghost right now. God's wanting to transfer this burden. Itorama. Come on, we're too close to the coming of the Lord. Well, I'm too busy now. God's coming back. You can't be too busy. power. The power of one man praying for another man. One of the most hurtful things in this job that I have is to watch people go through things. There's times I wish I could discover gold in my yard, pay all your bills for you. I wish God would give me the gift of healing where I could just touch people and they're healed. I wish God would let me help you through the fiery furnace. I want to tell you, there's just some things that you can't do for people. But there is something you can do for them. And Jesus tells us what to do. How do I pray for them? Do I pray the trial will end? Well, do I pray somebody gives them money? How do I pray? God, what do I say? Well, he gives us an example. Simon Peter, I prayed for you. And this is what I prayed. That your faith don't fail. You can go through the fire as long as you got the faith. You can go through the trial as long as you got the faith. People are never lost until they lose their faith. I got a burden. I got a burden. Look around, you see somebody struggling. Let me tell you what to do. Open your mouth. Don't gossip about them. Don't try to destroy them. Open your mouth and say, God, don't let them lose their faith. Come on, help me pray. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. There's not a devil in hell that can hold on to somebody that wants to be free and believes it. Oh, Masara. Yaramo. Yeah. Come on. Come on. God's been dealing with me. When your faith gets low, don't you sit there like a knot on a log. You're in the most dangerous place in your life is when your faith begins to fail. Come on. Come on, when you feel it, you better get full of it again. You better get on your face. God, don't ever let me lose my faith. Come on, we're going to make it if we hold on to our faith. Hara yelabosa. Come on, let's turn it into a prayer room. I'm quitting. God, let faith magnify in this room. Sharamo. Let it multiply. Lanamos. Yay. Yay. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on. I believe God wants to restore faith. Ooh. Yadaba. Yay. Hallelujah. Halabota. Yay. Pray to God, restore my faith. Come on, church, pray for your loved ones right now. God, whatever you do, don't let their faith fail. Mamas in the room with lost babies. The devil's been lying to you, saying they're never coming back. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. People in this room, you feel like there's no hope for you. But I pray for you. I pray. I've called your name. Come on. Come on. This is what God responds to. I pray. But I pray. But I have prayed. And I have prayed. Come on. Come on. Come on, let God restore your hope. Come on. Your prayers are being heard. Shut up. For somebody, come on. Come on. Come on, press in deeper, church. Come on, build up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody that feels you're in a hopeless situation, you need to build up your most holy faith. You need to pray to the Holy Ghost. It's like a well springing up. Like a well springing up. Everlasting life. Ooh, I feel faith. Ooh, I feel faith. Somebody's gonna leave different.